Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC, and it is time for our Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain program. It features Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. Jeff, this is part two of a program. You have to think back 2 weeks ago, before Thanksgiving, when we talked about evaluating our marketing plan. And we talked about a few different things, Jeff. Just briefly again, when you look at your marketing plan, especially since we're part of the way through our marketing plan, what are those things that we look at to evaluate it?
Yeah, when we look at it, evaluate it, we really want to look and say, how well did we do on that price? You know, and when we say price, you can look at it from the cash price and say, where is it in relation to what was possible? But then always encourage us to dig in and look at how did we just do on the futures price of it? How did we do on the basis and how did we do on the carry? And that's on the price side. And then we have to evaluate and say, did our plan give us the necessary amount of money? Did it meet our cash flow needs as we were going through the year? And then did it handle and work with our workload? Did we end up trying to ship bushels when it was harder and we really shouldn't have been? And then were we able to keep everything in quality and condition? So those are really the ways that we look at, did we have an effective marketing plan and did it work the way we planned on?
Now, one of the other things we hit on is the value of pre-harvest marketing. Now, you know, 2020 is kind of a unique year. And I remember you talked about, yes, there still is value. When you look at it long term in a 5, 8, 10 year cycle, yes, it does behoove you to do some pre-harvest marketing. But what can we do in a year like 2020 where we saw a lot of this price appreciation at or after harvest, Jeff?
Yeah, and the best thing and I can say that you can do is that you want to have a robust marketing toolbox. And Chad, in that marketing toolbox, once the conditions change and once we got really kind of as we move through, you know, latter part of August, it looks like the dry conditions were going to impact yields a little more and demand was picking up. You want to have the ability to step in and buy calls. And what that call does, we've talked about them a little bit, that gives you the ability to get a higher price, they increase in value as the market goes higher. And you can get access to those in two ways. Probably over 90% of the local grain buyers that you work with, you can buy a call through them that they'll attach to an existing sale you've got on the books, or you can go ahead and step out and set up a brokerage account to be able to use those calls. But you need to have the ability to add those calls in your marketing plan, because what that'll do for you, Chad, is that'll help you get over that fear of making a sale and missing out if the price goes higher. It gives you that ability to do that.
Okay. Now, one other thing that we wanted to hit about, and again, it kind of relates to this idea of evaluating our marketing plan, and that's evaluating what I call realistic price expectations. And there's a few different ways that you do that, but you really do focus in on the latest supply and demand information to help on that, right?
Yeah, that's really the easiest. And the best way I'd kind of compare it, you know, everybody thinks about their fields and based on the soil tests and everything, they have an idea what that particular field should be able to produce with, you know, a necessary amount of moisture, of course. And that's kind of the same thing we look at in the markets. We always want to look at, say, what do we think is possible with the underlying supply and demand conditions? So we always take the latest supply and demand numbers from WASDE. We take that ending stock number. We divide it by our total demand, and we get that stocks-to-use percentage. And Chad, once we have that stocks-to-use percentage, then we compare it for that particular report in past years, what have been corresponding prices that we've seen in the past with that type of stocks-to-use percentage, and then that gives us a good idea to say what's a realistic price objective that we could see.
All right, well, let's expand on that, and maybe we can talk about what a realistic expectation can be. First of all, on corn, as you do the numbers, as you kind of put things together, what are you seeing for a fair value, if you will?
Yeah, on corn right now, we would say fair value would be $4.50 on the corn side.
Okay, and then you put that together on soybeans. What would be the numbers on that?
Yeah, and soybeans, you know, keep in mind that we're at a 4.2% stocks to use. And for the November report, that's the tightest that it's ever been. And we would say that $12.50 is a fair value on the soybeans at this time with the conditions that we have in front of us.
All right, very good. So then again, just as we kind of put a bow on this, the high points, reiterate, how do we take all this? Okay, we've reviewed our plan. We come up with these realistic price expectations. Now what do we do?
Yeah. So now what's nice about that is once we've got these realistic price expectations, then that allows us to then start developing where are we going to sell on our remaining old crop bushels. And then we start developing our plan for making sales on the 2021 crop and what are going to be some reasonable expectations. And we're going to unpack that marketing plan more as we go forward, Chad.
All right, very good. We'll continue to follow that and more information. Of course, we get another WASD next week. In the meantime, if folks would like to talk to you about these concepts, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com. Click on the sign up button to get some free market commentary delivered by text or email, or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
All right, there he is. Thanks much for the information. That's Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln and our Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain program here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.